We begin chapter 12, Tehillim Kapitel Yud Beis, which again is a very brief, succinct chapter with only 9 verses. Powerful, strong, and as we will see, a bit upsetting. Because we're talking in this kapitel of a generation where the whole generation is evil, where the tzaddik is in the distinct minority, and there's trouble all around. And how does he live in such a evil and vile environment? Lamnatzeach al Hashminis. Once again, David gives instructions to the conductor for the music to be played on the Shemines, perhaps the 8-stringed harp. Mizmor de David. Hoshia Hashem, God, you have to save us. No one else can save us. Ki komar chosid. It's the end. There are no more pious people, no more righteous people. Ki fasu emunim mibnei odom. Gone are people of faith. Gone are the faithful. No more faithful people among the sons of man. But rather, the people all around, they may not even be violent, but they're scheming and plotting and lying and tricking and seducing and fooling and deceiving. Shov yedabru ish esreyehu. Each one lies to the other. People just say untruths to each other without giving it a second thought. Sfas chalokos. Their tongue is a smooth tongue, a smooth mouth. Trickery. Belev volev yedaberu. They have 2 thoughts in their heart. They're thinking one thing, thinking another thing. They display themselves as if they're acting one way, but they're really acting another way. The whole world is full of untruth and deceit. And David prays or prophesies. Yachreis Hashem kol sifsei chalokos, lashon medaberes gedolos. Either God will cut down all these smooth lips. He will eliminate all these tongues which speak high and inflated words. Or it's a prayer. God, please. Yachreis Hashem kol sifsei chalokos. God, please cut away the smooth mouth, the smooth talkers. Loshon medaberes gedolos, the tongue which speaks big, speaks inflatedly. Asher omru, these are the people, remember, these are not people, as in the previous Tehillim Yud Aleph, who have bows and arrows and weapons. These people whose weapons are their tongues. Asher omru, these people have said, Lilshoneinu nagbir, we will win with words. Sifoseinu itonu, we have our mouth, we have our lips, we have our eloquence, we have our powers of persuasion. Mi adon lanu, who is our master? This is a apt description of societies that we have witnessed ourselves. Not necessarily violent societies, but societies full of falseness and trickery and deceit and empty words. So David goes on to say, Mishod aniyim, because of the persecution of the poor. Me'en kasav yonim, because of the groaning of the destitute. Ata okum yomar Hashem. God now says, now I shall rise up. Enough already with this shod aniyim, with this en kasav yonim. Enough with persecution. Enough with the groaning cries of the poor. I will stand up. Oshis b'yesha yofiach lo. Again, a difficult phrase to translate. Many translations following Radak. Oshis b'yesha means I will help the aniyim b'yesha with rescue, with salvation from yofiach lo, from those who set snares to trap them. Oshis b'yesha, I will help. Yofiach lo, help the tzaddik against those who are yofiach lo, who set him pachim, who set him traps. There's another approach which I've seen in translations. To translate oshis b'yesha yofiach lo to mean, or shis b'yesha, I shall make them safe. Yofiach lo, because they sigh, they pant, they moan for it, for what? For yesha, for safety. Now here we have a guarantee for God, from God. But how do we know that what God is saying is true? Im tomru, in the words of Radak, ki mar sheyomar Hashem lo yakum, that what God says will not happen? No. No way. It will happen. Because imros Hashem amoros tohoros, the words of God are pure words. They are like kesef soruf ba'alil oretz. They are like silver melted down in a furnace of baked earth. Mizukok shivasoyim, purified, refined seven times over. That the words of God are pure and refined like silver put through a fiery furnace. This phrase, ba'alil la'oretz, which I translated as a furnace of baked earth, that is only one pshat. It's a perush which the Radak quotes from the Yesh Mefarshim, from others, who say that ba'alil means with the alil, with the best, with the best earth, the best fuel, which can be put into the furnace. And again, there are other translations. But one point of the Radax that is important, and that is whenever you have the term in Tanakh, and all of Tanakh we'll see, of shivosoyim, of sevenfold, it doesn't bedafka mean sevenfold and not sixfold or tenfold, but rather it means many, many times. In the words of Radak, pa'omim rabos kefulos, many times, again and again and again. Mezukok shivasoyim, although literally it means refined seven times, it really means refined many, many times. And the Radak gives a principle to remember. Ki mispor sheva v'shiva, the number seven, masculine, feminine, yavo be'inyan misparav, always means often, frequently, very often. For example, Parshas Bechukosai, Sheva kechatoseichem, you'll be punished seven times the number of times you sinned. Or Mishlei Kapitel Chof David, Sheva yipol tzadik vakom, the tzadik falls down seven times and gets up again. Or in Zechariah, we had it not too long ago, Shiva enoyim, seven eyes. Or all the way back to Parshas Bereishis, Shivosayim yukom. It doesn't necessarily mean seven, it means many, many, many times. Seven is just a number indexing many. And the conclusion. Ato Hashem tishmireim titzrenu min hador zuliolom. Please God, help these people, these poor victims who are in the minority. Ato Hashem tishmireim, guard them, plural, titzrenu, protect him, singular. Radak, titzrenu l'shon yochid, it's in the singular. Al kol oni v'oni b'mokom sheyihi yeshom bein ha'oshkin. You have a small minority of people clinging together, but you also have individuals scattered here and there in this corrupt society. God, do not lose sight. Protect, help those individuals who are overwhelmed by the majority around them. Soviv rishoyim yisalochun, because the wicked are walking all around and around. Kurum zulus livnei odom. Another difficult phrase. Radak translates it very simple. Kurum, when the rosho is elevated, he is rom. When he is high, zulus, this is a derogation, a desecration. This is a bringing down, an embarrassment, livnei adam, for human beings. Kurum, when the rishoyim are yisromemu harishoyim, zulus, this is indeed a shiflus, a lowliness, a downfall for the bnei adam. This is the interpretation of Radak. Others simply say, Kurum zulus livnei adam means the worthless ones among the sons of Adam shall be lifted up. The zulus, the low ones, kurum, will be lifted up in this corrupt generation. So Kapitel Yud Beis is a kapitel which is very relevant to any of us who live in or who study about a society which is totally corrupt, not necessarily by violence, but by deceit, by falseness, by inflated words, by a lot of empty talk. And we feel alone, and we feel deceived, and we feel difficult to cope. This is the Kapitel Tehillim, which says, Ribono Shel Olam, help the minorities who are lost in these overwhelming conditions of a corrupt society of lies and false doctrines. This is the end of Kapitel Yud Beis. We'll go on next with Kapitel Yud Gimel, the 13th parak of Tehillim. Again, a short but powerful, even shorter than today's, just 6 psukim, which we will see next.